Good afternoon. That cold front we've been tracking toward us over the last couple of days has now moved through the area. The wind has flipped around to the north-northwest across most of interior New York and New England, and temperatures are either holding steady or beginning to slide. Readings reached their maximum values this morning and now will drop back through the 40s and in some cases even into the upper 30s across northern New York and New England for the rest of the day. We'll also go back to more in the way of sunshine, along with that northwest wind flow, which at times will gust over 20 to even 30 miles per hour. Skies will continue to clear out tonight, and chilly air will flow in. As we get into the overnight period, temperatures will dip back into the 20s. This will leave us with a dry but chilly Saturday. We'll see that northwest wind flow persist, at times gusting over 20 miles per hour, and the sunshine will help it get back into the mid-40s. A nice rebound for the second half of the weekend. The wind will relax a bit and we'll go back to even more sunshine. And on Sunday afternoon, highs will be in the lower to mid-50s. Right now, it looks like a relatively quiet weather pattern heading into the early part of next week, with a mix of sun and clouds and high pressure in control on Monday and Tuesday. We'll be in the lower 50s before a series of weak disturbances make an approach for the middle and latter part of the week, bringing us the chance for at least a few showers on Wednesday and Thursday, with high temperatures staying in the lower 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the weather pattern across the contiguous U.S. will be unusually quiet for November into the weekend. That cold front moving through our area will also sweep across the Ohio Valley and southeastern United States, though. It'll be moisture-starved and will produce little or no precipitation for those areas. However, a few scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible along the tail end of the front across the southern high plains. Behind the front, Canadian high pressure will usher in a cooler air mass from our region to the southern plains by tomorrow, with afternoon highs forecast to be about 5 to 10 degrees below average. Farther west, high pressure in the mid and upper levels will be responsible for warming temperatures through the weekend from the northern Rockies to the upper Midwest. Highs on Saturday and Sunday are forecast to be about 15 to 25 degrees above normal. Along the west coast, a Pacific front will approach later today, bringing rain showers to coastal areas before spreading inland. Snow will be possible at the higher elevations by tomorrow as cooler temperatures move into the northwest. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 98 degrees at Miramar Naval Air Station in California to a low of 8 above zero at Alamosa, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy near 60. Boston, mostly sunny and windy in the mid-50s. And in Buffalo, increasing sunshine during the afternoon with temperatures falling through the 40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 50 degrees. The average low, 33. The record high, 70, set in 2002. And the record low, 15, in 1956. Sunrise this morning was at 6:42 a.m., sunset this evening 4:36 p.m., 9 hours and 54 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing sunshine through the afternoon mixed with some clouds, remaining windy and turning cooler with temperatures dropping through the 40s and into the upper 30s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower to mid-20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing sunshine, windy, and turning cooler later today, temperatures sliding back into the 40s. Mostly clear tonight, with lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and turning cooler today with temperatures sliding back through the 40s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower to mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and turning cooler through the afternoon with temperatures sliding back through the 40s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and turning cooler through the afternoon, with temperatures falling back through the 40s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, still blustery and cool, mid-40s. Mostly sunny in the lower to mid-50s on Sunday. A mix of sun and clouds Monday and Tuesday in the lower 50s. And mostly cloudy with the chance of showers Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the lower 50s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.